USA Radio News.
The Russia-Ukraine conflict is none of our business, according to a new poll of Americans.
A new AP-NORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role, and 20% said no role at all. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hundreds of truckers and their supporters set off from Southern California on Wednesday in a convoy headed across the U.S. towards Washington, D.C. The group is protesting COVID-19 restrictions inspired by the demonstrations in Canada. Organizers of the People's Convoy want to end mask mandates, vaccination requirements, and business shutdowns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau removed emergency powers on Wednesday.
After careful consideration, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Therefore, the federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act.
Trudeau invoked those powers so police could end blockades occupied by people opposed to the country's excessive COVID-19 restrictions. It also allowed police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compelled tow truck companies to haul away vehicles. The U.S. Postal Service says it's cleared the final regulatory hurdle to placing orders for next-generation mail vehicles. That keeps the Postal Service on track for taking delivery of the first of the electric and gas-powered delivery vehicles next year. Environmental groups are pushing back, saying the Postal Service should commit to ensuring 100% of the vehicles are battery-powered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The GOP has selected Iowa's governor to give the official Republican response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will deliver the official Republican response to the address on March 1st. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said in a statement, "While Washington Democrats fail working Americans, Republican governors are fighting and winning for families. Governor Kim Reynolds' brave, bold, and successful leadership for Iowans has put her right at the front of the pack." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan is set to deliver a formal response to the president's address as well. Politico reports that Tlaib will give her speech on behalf of the left-wing Working Families Party. While the party out of power usually gives a rebuttal to the president's speech, an official response from a member of the president's own party is unusual, but not unheard of. A little less than half of California voters support the legalization of sports betting in the state. The poll from the University of California, Berkeley, revealed that 45% of the 4,000 registered California voters surveyed support legalized sports betting, while 33% do not. A gaming association told the LA Times the state could generate more than $3 billion each year in sports betting revenue. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.